I have the opinion of the court this morning in case 22-859, Securities and Exchange Commission versus Jarkissi. In the aftermath of the Wall Street crash of 1929, Congress passed three laws designed to combat securities fraud: the Securities Act of 1933, the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, and the Investment Advisors Act of 1940. Although each of these laws regulate different aspects of the securities markets, their pertinent provisions, referred to by the regulators as the anti-fraud provisions, target the same basic behavior: misrepresenting or concealing material facts. Now, one way the SEC can enforce these provisions is by bringing an action seeking civil penalties. Until 2010, it could only do that in federal court before a judge with a jury. In 2010, however, Congress passed the Dodd-Frank Act, which allowed the SEC to seek civil penalties in-house before one of its administrative law judges and with its Division of Enforcement prosecuting the action. That's what it did in this case, bringing an action against George Jarkissi and his firm for fraud. The commission won an award of $300,000, but Jarkissi argued that the award should be thrown out on the ground that it violated his right under the Seventh Amendment to a jury trial. The lower court agreed, and we granted review. The Seventh Amendment provides that, quote, in suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved. The question is whether the SEC's civil penalty action counts as a suit at common law. Now, we held long ago that the proceeding doesn't have to be one of the old Latin causes of action to qualify, but it has to sufficiently resemble such an action, and it has to seek a common law remedy. Here, the first part of that inquiry is pretty easy. It was well established at common law that you could bring an action for fraud, and what's before us is an SEC action for fraud. Now, when it comes to the remedy, that part is pretty easy, too. Only common law courts could award monetary remedies to punish or deter culpable individuals, and that is exactly what the civil penalties do in this case. So Mr. Jarkissi should win, and the penalty action against him should be thrown out. Not so fast, says the government. It points out that there is an exception to the Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial called the public rights exception. And under that exception, no jury is required when a case concerns certain special governmental prerogatives, like collecting taxes, awarding patent rights or government pensions, interacting with the Indian tribes, allowing people and goods into the country at the border. Now, none of these sound particularly like the civil penalty action against Mr. Jarkissi. But the government says there's the Atlas Roofing case, which was decided by this court in 1977. It involved the Occupational Safety and Health Act, under which the government could set safety rules for construction and get civil penalties for violations. And this court ruled that there was no right to a jury trial when the government sought to collect those penalties. But when you read the opinion, you see why, and why Atlas Roofing does not apply here. Remember, we said that the test for whether the Seventh Amendment applied was whether the cause of action resembled one at common law and whether the remedy was one available at common law. The Atlas Roofing Court recognized that and said that the OSHA proceeding before it involved, quote, a new cause of action and remedies, therefore, unknown to the common law. So that case does not apply here, and Mr. Jarkissi is correct that he had a right to a jury trial before a judge, a right so important that the colonists listed British efforts to take it away as one of the reasons they were declaring independence and taking up arms 248 years ago next week. The judgment of the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit is affirmed, and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Justice Gorsuch has filed a concurrence, which Justice Thomas has joined. Justice Sotomayor has filed a dissent, which Justice Kagan and Justice Jackson joined.